I'd like to get across in this very special Soul Talks. When things like this happen, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are and when you'll be listening to this. My name is Salt, and as everybody is having to do, I am using my platform to share my thoughts on this very sad story about this young boy, Sylvester, that we've just heard of how his life has been cut short. And we all have a right to express how we're feeling, and it's good for us. We must express our outrage, we must express our shock and our sadness and our grief and our anger about this as best we can, because as human beings we just have to let this stuff out. And everybody has their different ways of doing that. This is my way, and my prayer is that whoever listens to this, whatever their job, whoever they are, that if there is anything that they can take away and go and be better so that these kind of things don't happen again, that you will do it. You will do it. Be you a mom, a dad, a school teacher, a Sunday school teacher, a school owner, you know, an auntie, an uncle, or a grandparent. Whoever we are, my prayer is that what I will share as I exhale my feelings around this would help us all just be better so that this kind of thing does not happen again. Guys, this thing is not new. As far back as when my last born son was just starting secondary school, I knew it was the first time I was being made aware of how horribly bullying was a thing in our secondary schools. And I was so sad because I literally had to, by myself, go and confront parents, because the school didn't seem to be doing anything. We would tell the teachers, we would talk to them about the bullying that was going on. In my case, it was on the school bus, you know, the school rides to and from school, you know, and my son was just having such a tough time with it. And so it was on the bus, it was on in school, you know, and it was just relentless, the bullying, and it was taking a toll on him. And I would report to his teacher, they would say, oh, they would do this, they'll do that, but I didn't see any change. So I remember my husband and my husband at that time, we had to at least twice go and wait with him at the school bus and wait for the parents of these children. And you know, these kind of things, it's difficult for your child because in their mind it actually makes things worse. But you cannot sit back and fold your arms and do nothing while this is going on. Now, did us talking to the parents change things or make things better? I'm not really sure, but I'm just grateful to God that, you know, that Anakin went finished in from this school, and he hasn't been, you know, permanently damaged by the bullying he went through in his earlier years. If some of you who are listening to this, if you follow me on Facebook, you may remember that there was a time I was really very vocal about bullying, and I was campaigning against bullying. I even had a whole like poster and everything that I had out there using my blog to just create awareness about this and calling on school owners to look into this matter into their schools. I remember approaching the PTA of Anakin school and offering to come in and talk to the children about bullying and the impact it's having on their peers, you know, and all. And the school just posted me, you know, this, that, they'll have somebody. I don't know whether they thought I was looking for publicity. I don't really know what it is. But I cannot say that I found the way that they responded to me encouraging, you know. So at the end of the day, I just had to keep on praying for my child and just keep checking on him. And I think things got better, because if he hadn't really gotten a bit better, wouldn't have sent him into boarding house in his senior years. But I can tell you that if you ask Anakin today his experience of secondary school, he really doesn't want to talk about it. It was not his most favorite time. And I'm sure even my daughter, I don't know if it was about bullying, but there was just something about this school that they left and they were happy to leave. And that's why I don't know that any of my children who went to this particular school have ever been interested in going back to join the alumni or whatever, because they didn't, their experiences are not anything that is drawing them back. Now, my children may be different. Others may have had a good time with it, and that's fine, but I am sharing my experience. Now, why am I sharing my story with you? It's because of what I learned and my thoughts back then that were validated. You see, this problem, I know we're all screaming at the school must pay, the school must investigate, the government must get involved. I fully agree. Dowen College has got to pay the price for this. They have got to figure it out, because I am sure, like my son's school back then, they may have changed, though I don't know. If you know Green Springs, Lekki, if you know anybody there, you can go and ask them if things are better, but it was horrible. And I'm sure Dowen College knew these things were going on. What did they do about it? And they must answer this question. But here is the thing, we're equally as guilty, we parents. And here is why I say so. These children, they come from homes. They have parents, or at least they have guardians, aunties, uncles, grandparents, who are meant to be taking care of them. We have continuously left the schools to help us rear and bring up our children. This is part of the fallout of that negligence. If a child is bullying in school, if a child is mean in school, he will be mean at home. There will be some traits that he will be showing at home, or she will be showing, because girls bully too. In fact, they're the worst. In fact, in my son's case, there was a mix. It was boys, it was girls. As an, if we are observant, if we're being mindful parents, I want to believe we would see the traits. We would know something is wrong. And even if we don't, okay, we may not. The parents who that have actually been called to the schools when their children have been reported for bullying, what actions do they take? In this case, we're hearing that your child has done bad. As far as I hear, I don't know, I'm not really reading the stories, I can't corroborate, but what I've seen so far is that it looks like the children who have done this, they have been whisked abroad. Imagine, that's the reward for bad behavior. Can you imagine? So we as parents, we're equally as guilty. We need to really sit down with ourselves and check it. Look, see, talk to your children about bullying. You guys who are listening, who have young children in school, you better create time to sit with them and talk with them. Listen to them when they're talking. When their friends are around for whatever, listen to their conversations. Be involved in their lives. Me, if I had young children today, honestly, I was just telling myself that I would homeschool my children. I'm not even kidding you. I would homeschool my children. The classroom environments, the school environments, from what I see and what I'm hearing, they're not a safe space for our kids anymore. They're not safe from the teachers. They're not safe from their own colleagues, their own classmates. So I may be overreacting, but it's the same thing I say about if I was a young mom right now, I would not have any nanny. I will not, unless the person is a blood relative, I will not leave my child in the care of somebody that I don't know from Adam. No, I will find a way around it. Even if it means I have to be a housewife and a full-time mommy, I would rather do that than go through the hypertension of all the things that I hear going on in our environment today. It's just not it. Guys, the school is guilty. The schools are culpable, no doubt about it. But we the parents, we have a role to play. Be mindful. Today, anyway, I think most schools are still doing, have they gone back to school? Yeah, they have. Today, sit with, especially the ones in secondary school, year 7 and above, sit with them and ask them about this bullying. Talk to them about bullying. Know what's going on. See, Do you want to be in the place of Sylvester's parents, where they're finding out about all of this stuff as he is writhing in pain? He's reeling out names of people who have been harassing him. Is that what we want? Is that the extent we want to get to before we pay attention to what's going on in the lives of our children? I don't think so. And you see, it extends, it's a forever thing. See, this parenting thing, it doesn't end though. Even when they're adults, when they're grown up, you still have to be mindful. Now, I'm more mindful than ever, but still trying to respect the boundaries in the lives of my grown-up kids. But I'm very quick to tell them that, look, there is nothing more important than your mental wholeness and well-being. Don't run the rat race at the expense of your health. Don't run any rat race at the expense of your mental soundness. What is more important is you being sound and you making heaven. That is the cocoa of the matter. Achievements are good, accolades are good, scoring, doing well, growing your career, fantastic stuff, growing your business, fantastic stuff, but not at the expense of you being okay. I'm not one of those parents that is interested in that over and above the soundness of the health of my children. I'm not interested at all. Even great, do well, fantastic, I'll be happy, but not at the expense of your well-being. As long as you can go to bed every night, I know you give it your best, that's all you need. See, our children are going through so much. You have to be understanding parents. Anyway, who am I? You don't have to be, Sha. I'm just saying it would be better if we are. If at the end of the day, what we want for our children is for them to be at peace and sound of mind. If we push them to get all these accolades, to do all this stuff, and then at the end of the day, we have broken children to deal with, how will we feel? How will we feel? And I'd like to say, please, if you are a Sunday school teacher in any shape, or if you have anything to do with teens, or you talk to youth, or you're in the youth church or whatever, please be real with these children. Engage with them so that whatever the parents are missing on indirectly, or whatever the school is not catching, let the Sunday school system also try to help us and bring out what is going on in the minds of these children and bubble them up to the parents or to the leadership of your churches. This menace, all of us have to come together and put our hands together to fix it. The schools alone can't solve it. Parents alone can't solve it. It takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to raise a child. I hoped now that schools would now pay attention. See, everywhere is shaking now. They will soon come and close all of you down. Then we will see. You forget that to have a school is not a profit-making machine. You are holding the lives of the future in your hands, and you need to take it seriously. And I know that there's some schools who are doing well with this, but we need to do even better. We need to do better. Schools have got to show these children that this kind of behavior will not be tolerated. It's not new. It's so sad that it's taking the death of this young boy, for everybody to now wake up and see what has been going on in the underbelly of our schools. And my prayer that this is what it will take. So sad for his parent. My heart breaks for them. But my prayer is that in honor of this boy's life, that the light of God would break through this darkness and cause every single person that needs to act and do better to act and do better. There must be justice for Sylvester, and every other child that has gone through this kind of abuse in any of our schools across the country. Any kind of abuse, be it bullying or sexual abuse or harassment, the schools are infested with all sorts of things. And like somebody said, we're paying so thousands of naira every term, every year, to have our kids being bullied and being so miserable. I cannot agree better with my sister Yinka, who was saying she's so glad her kids are no longer in secondary school. So am I. But for all of you who are listening, who your children are still in school or are coming up to come to go to secondary school, you need to speak up. Be active in your PTA. Go there and make sure your voice is heard. And make sure that there are things in place. And don't be like me. Don't let anybody just fob you off. After a while, I just got tired, you know, of the runaround from Green Springs. And I just prayed for my child to come out of there in one piece. Don't be like me. Keep at it. Anyway, it is well, though. All I'm saying is that we're all collectively guilty, so let's all be collectively responsible for the solution. I come in peace. Shalom. Bless on Sylvester Oromeni Jr. Bless on. May God, as only God can, comfort your parents and your family. In Jesus' name.